Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stephens Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out. So we're going to play today. What is it, when the cat's away, the mice will play? Is that how that saying goes?
Go or something.
Well, I hate to do this, but we kind of have to start off with the bummer news of everything. There were some significant storms over the weekend.
It was bad.
The National Weather Service has confirmed at least 59 tornadoes across 11 states Friday and Saturday alone. That was a lot. There was.
Now, did you get any? Because you're in Ohio, and I know it seemed like it was going from. People were from Illinois all the way down into, like, the Mississippi area as well. So did it hit anything in Ohio?
We had high winds, extremely high winds, like the torrential downpours. Our area did not have any tornadoes, but I was getting a lot of the alerts on my phone because I still have Nashville connected to my phone. I haven't taken that out. Mm-hmm. And they were having a lot of tornado watches, a lot of tornado warnings. I think there was one that touched down near Murfreesboro, which is just slightly south of Nashville. But in Ohio, my area at least, we were able to stay safe. But I also saw that parts of California were getting different things going on. Did you have anything, any rain?
I don't even want to brag. No, we had a great weekend. It was beautifully, perfectly spring for the first time. You saw a lot of people out and about because it has been raining so much. There's been so much weather in California, which is not usual for us, the weather pattern-wise. And so this weekend, it was like 72. The sun was out. I spent Saturday at the Hollywood Bowl for Reba McEntire. Sunday, I went to one of our like little local gardens, and my mom and I just walked all over the place. It just felt so good to be outside and getting sun. So we were really lucky, but I know that sounds braggadocious because the middle of the country really got hit. I was listening to a story over the weekend, because this was a whole pattern of storms from like Friday,
yes.
I think, on. And I was listening to the story, I think it was in Illinois, one part of Illinois, where these people were in a nightclub watching a band play.
Yes, in Belvedere.
Did you see that? And you can listen to the emotion because these people were all in there having a great time for their weekend out, enjoying themselves. And somebody comes in and warns them, hey, the weather's really getting wild outside, and try to get to the side of the building. The roof comes off of the place almost. I mean, it was ridiculous what happened, and they lost, I think, two people in that situation. It was just, it seemed very unpredictable because you had a lot of people who were out and about, even though there were these weather warnings, and it just, to me, that type of weather is the scariest because you know there can be a storm, but it might not materialize. You don't get a lot of warning. It's not like a hurricane where you can prepare for many days before it comes. It just sort of happens.
It does, and a lot of times people think, well, okay, well, we're going to have the thunderstorms, then there's going to be a tornado watch, if anything, then it will progress to a tornado warning, which that's not always the case. A lot of times it can just jump straight to tornado warning. And also a lot of people get the two confused. A watch means that the elements could come together to create something. A tornado warning means that a cyclone has been spotted. Something has been spotted. It might not actually touch down, but there is rotation in the sky.
Yeah, I think it's the scariest thing. You've been through a tornado, right?
I have. And
I don't even know what to do.
I grew up in homes with basements, and we have tornado warnings in my area, but we never really experienced anything until we moved to Nashville, and basements are not the normal down there, which is just so astounding. And I think it's because the ground, the rock underneath is so hard that it's so expensive to have a basement. So a lot of people buy these like storm shelter things that are very, very small, very tight, but do the job, and they put them in their garages, like a section of the garage or something. But it is, we had a few instances where the first time we were through, went in a tornado, we didn't know we were. It was the middle of the night, and it wasn't until after the fact, and we were kind of like, what the heck was that? And we see a bunch of emergency vehicles coming down our street, surveying everything, and they're like, are you okay? And we're like, yes, what happened? They're like, a tornado just passed. And we're like, wait, what? And here, the tornado had kind of jumped over our home. And the scariest, though, was the last tornado, the most recent tornado I experienced while living there was December 2021. And we knew that weather was coming. It was going to be nighttime, which is so dangerous because you can't see it. You cannot see really anything at all because it is just so dark.
Night.
And a lot of times people are sleeping. So we had already known that something could be happening. I had Mac. This was also when he was small enough that I would baby wear him. I didn't use a stroller. So I put my baby wearing contraption already on and I slept with that. So that way it was go time, I could immediately put Mac into it. Yes. And sure enough, our alarm system started going off that there's a tornado in the area. We pop on the TV and they're giving the play-by-play times of, okay, if you're in this location, you have 15 minutes to seek shelter. If you're in this location, you have 20 minutes. If you are in this location, you need to seek shelter immediately. And we were about 10 minutes away and it was coming down our path. And I'm having chills talking about this right now. And all of a sudden our power goes out. We're about to jump in the closet, which was in the middle of our home because that was really our only safe space. All of a sudden, the power comes back on before we had the chance to. The TV, the power was out for such a short amount of time that it didn't mess with the, like, our clocks on the oven didn't even change. Our TV came right back on to the news, and it was saying that it had hopped over us. So basically, it was coming down our street, hopped over our home along with a couple of our neighbors, touched back down, and then stayed on the ground for another mile.
That's just lucky. That was just lucky. Wow.
It was one of those things. So, yeah, it's very scary. And apparently there's another active weather pattern that is probably going to hit a lot of these same locations this coming week, like this current week, I should say.
It's not over yet, for sure. There's, I think, winter storm warnings even. I kid a little bit because L.A. had such a – California had such a crazy winter, and it feels like – it's going to be spring, and they're saying, oh, 80 degrees until the weekend, but there are still a lot of places who are suffering. And almost this time of year, I don't know if you notice this too, there's so much unpredictability, if that's the right way to term, when it comes to the weather, because you can have nice weather one minute, and then all of a sudden it turns into
and
one of these really dangerous storms.
And that's what causes it, the cold front that comes in with the heat, and especially, that's why we always see it in the summertime, because it's already hot, and they have a little bit of that cold come in, but then especially in the spring where the weather is still kind of like, am I winter or am I spring yet? I really don't know what I feel like being. But apparently tomorrow there could be some tornado activity that could affect like Chicago, Des Moines, Kansas City, St. Louis, Little Rock, Arkansas, which is the one where they're still cleaning up from that F3 one. Yeah, just stay safe, everybody. Wait, James, did you have weather? It looked like there was supposed to be significant weather in, like, Waco and Dallas yesterday.
We didn't have anything too crazy. I know last night we had a bit of a light shower. Now, I won't lie. I was out by, like, 7 o'clock, so if something happened after that, I was out. So, yeah, that's all
I know. Life of morning radio, right?
No, yeah, exactly.
Like, there could have been anything happening, but if it was after 7,
I was out.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. So, hopefully people who are out of power have their power back or power is coming back. Unrelated to the storms, did you see this, Jen, about the 40,000 people who lost internet service because two people had cut wires? They were charged with cutting the wires.
You know, I had
some businesses.
Heard about that, but it's amazing to me that it can take, like, in this advanced day of technology, that it could take, like, one guy with a nice pair of scissors to take down everybody. It's incredible to me that that's how it goes still, but that shows you how vulnerable we are, not just with our power grids and all the other stuff we give a lot of attention to, but even to our connectivity.
Yeah, exactly, and how reliant we are. It's getting to the point where I think a lot of us don't know how to even navigate from one location to another location driving without our GPS stuff, because it's just, we don't even pay attention anymore. Where once upon a time, like, you remember printing out MapQuest?
Oh my God, I love
and, like,
it.
And like the paper, my favorite. Yes. And you're like juggling the pages in between both of your hands while steering with your knee, and it was totally
like, okay,
legal
right
for some reason.
Yes,
but you would drive someplace once and you paid enough attention. Maybe you had to drive it twice, but you paid enough attention to not need all those papers. Because you wanted to learn how to get there. You didn't want to have the inconvenience of trying to read while driving. And now it's like GPS is constantly telling us stuff that if it breaks down or your phone dies, and it's
I always laugh.
Where
like,
am
my
I?
Dad knows where he lives, yet he constantly uses his navigation to get there. I'm like, Dad, you know where you live. Like, you know how to get there. He's like, yeah, but I like having them tell me where to go. We used to have the Thomas Guide where you'd actually have to look for your location and then write down your directions. Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. See, well, and I kind of feel like, too, sometimes I will use the navigation if I know where I'm going, but I think that there might possibly be, if I have to get someplace in a short amount of time, and I think that there might be traffic, and I need
right,
to reroute, and it's like, okay, well, I don't know, this is the only way I know how to get there. So I kind of have it just already at the ready.
Not my dad. My dad just does
just
same route
to listen
over
to it.
He likes the lady to talk to him. Turn left.
Oh, I would love somebody. You can tell the passive aggressiveness in the voice when they tell you to do something
oh, yes.
and you don't.
Maybe
and they're
you
like,
turn already,
make a U-turn. Yes, I want them to. We have artificial intelligence, which is another story that we need to discuss at some point. But also, at the same time, if they're not listening to you and you've said something, the AI has said something so many times, I want it to start swearing at me. Like,
I do too.
Why are you even using me? Why am I even on? Why am I talking to you? You're not listening to me.
Hit yourself in the face. Now turn around.
You know what? Why don't you pull over and get your crap together for a second?
That would be amazing. I'm pretty sure what my voice says to me often.
Oh my goodness. Well, did you see also the, there was another train derailment.
I did see that.
In Montana. What is going on?
You know, they say that these things happen all the time and that we're just paying more attention to it, but I don't believe it. I don't know if I believe it. I think the people would have been happy to talk about this if it was happening all the time, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. But what scares me is all the chemical loads that these trains are carrying. It's not just packages. It's not just things. It seems like they're carrying stuff that's really bad if it spills and if it gets neighbors and people in trouble. And I don't know if you heard, and this may be even a longer story for one of our times together, Jay, but
mm-hmm.
the train in East Palestine, the people who investigated right after that, one guy got really, really sick. They didn't tell anybody. It's
okay.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we are going to have to revisit that one again in a moment. It's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the ball?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You you've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Radio Program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. It is a little bit of celebrity gossip time. Do you watch Saturday Night Live, Jen?
You know, I used to watch it so much more. Now, occasionally, I will catch it, but I'm not a regular viewer of it. Do you watch it still?
I don't. Every so often, I will catch clips on YouTube, and really, it's like the weekend update. That's all I care about anymore. I think that Colin Jost and Michael Che are so funny together.
Yeah, they do the news update, right?
Yes, yes. And they were actually roommates for a while. They used to joke about this on the Weekend Update. They were roommates for a while. And then when Colin Jost started dating Scarlett Johansson, and Michael Che was like, yeah, you typically have your roommate bringing his girlfriend over, and you're kind of like, I wish you told me, I would have tidied up a little bit, but at the same time, I don't really care. But when your roommate's girlfriend is Scarlett Johansson, like, you're hiring a maid service to get us in here before she comes over.
I think that's true. Well, it is kind of weird if you've got a roommate in kind of these, like, meager conditions, and all of a sudden Scarlett Johansson's
Well, Michael Che did an April Fool's joke during the Weekend Update on Colin Jost. Basically, they were going through their jokes, and you know how when they do the Weekend Update, one will do one story and a joke, and then it goes to the next, and they kind of ping-pong off of that. Well, Che was getting all of these laughs, and Jost, like, barely anything. And he's seriously like, are you serious? Like, what's going on? What's going on? And kind of, you can see he's getting flustered, like, why is nobody laughing? And then finally Michael Che at the end was like, before you came out, I told the audience not to laugh at any of your stuff. This is a cute moment.
They actually played along. That's very funny.
It is.
By the way, did you get pranked at all for April Fool's? I keep forgetting it was this weekend.
Yeah, I think everybody forgot it was this weekend. I had no pranks. Did you? You had nothing?
No. I was at the Hollywood Bowl for Reba McEntire, and I thought how funny it would be if she would have brought, like, another performer out. But they didn't do anything that clever. I thought it would be funny. No, but there was a little meme, or a meme, however you like to say it. I like to say a meme. Floating around the internet saying, and it's so true, that, and I think it started probably with Donald Trump Jr., saying, things are so crazy now, we don't even need April Fool's Day because this whole year has been a prank. And I was like, you know, that's not terribly wrong.
Yeah, two things can be true at once. In other weekend news, CMT Awards happened this weekend. Did you know that they were happening this weekend?
I had no idea, but I did tape them because I happened to see it on my DVR the other night. I'm like, oh, I better put them on, but I had no idea they were coming. None.
Yeah, this was probably like the worst promotion for an award show because I had no idea until I was flipping through channels and it was already on. And I was like, wait, what? But it was really cute. This one is all about the music videos.
Totally.
And it's video of the year, female video of the year, male video of the year, insert blah, 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 video of the year. That's totally what it is. And they all go to the artist. Video of the year was Kane Brown and Caitlin Brown. Thank God.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I like Kane Brown a lot. And he was actually hosting. So it looked like they're...
Yeah, along with Kelsey Ballerini.
Like, and I'll give myself this award.
And she can sing.
Yeah.
It's like, it's such a sweet song. And the music video is so cute to boot, too. But Kane Brown, we already know, is a great singer. And then I remember when I first heard this song, the Jack was introing it as, you know, and Caitlin Brown, his wife, and I'm thinking, oh, that's cute. He's having her featured on the song. And there's a couple parts where she sings like a little harmonies and like a little, she's harmonizing a little bit. And it's like, oh, okay, she has a decent voice. Well, she has her own verse. And then she and him are like full on duetting in the song. And it's like, oh my gosh, she really is really good.
It's really cute. And it's a cute song too. I think it's a really sweet song. So good for them.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask you, though, male video of the year, Jelly Roll. Who is Jelly Roll? I'm a country music fan, and I've never heard of Jelly Roll.
Yeah, Jelly Roll, I think he is one of those, like, half rapper, half country artists.
Any relation to Tootsie?
No, neither PV either. Oh, good grief. We got to get out of here. It's 28 after the hour on Dex Steffens' Good Day Radio program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making a choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter. Or Humane Society. I'm Warren.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291. 3291.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Despite all that's going on at the border between the United States and Mexico, Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas on CBS News last night refuses to call it a crisis.
I view it as a significant challenge.
Why won't you say the word crisis?
You know what? Because I have tremendous faith in the people of the Department of Homeland Security, and a crisis speaks to me of a withdrawal from our mission.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin regrets his Inflation Reduction Act vote. Manchin signed the legislation last July, claiming it would tackle inflation by aggressively producing more energy, get more supply, and bring prices down. Manchin last night on Fox News.
That is not how it was written. It was not the intent. It's not the agreement that President Biden and I had. So I'm hoping that he intervenes and basically says, listen, we need energy security. We have to produce.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice. Of the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day radio program. Doug is out right now and the cat's away. The mice will play. I feel like there is something that goes along with kittens. Isn't there something about kittens will play? I would rather be a kitten than a mouse.
When the cat's away, the mice will play. I would rather be a cat too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's say when the mice are away. I don't know. Never mind. I don't know what we're going to say. We're going to say something. We just don't want to be a mouse.
I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. We are not mice. Neither is a mouse. We need to continue a conversation we were previously having, though, regarding the train derailments. There was a 25 train car derailed in Montana. No injuries reported, and the cars were not believed to be carrying anything hazardous. Now, this does seem like it is happening a lot, and quite often there is hazardous material.
Yeah, and Jen, more than I think I ever realized that they were carrying around on trains. And so this story, and I heard it, I think it must have been on Friday, because before I had a chance to talk about it on my local program, I think the weekend came. But, you know, people were really worried in East Palestine, Texas, or excuse me, in Ohio, after the trains derailed there and there was a real chemical spill. And the dopes within the government said, hey, you know, it'd be great when we have chemicals. Let's burn it off. And so they created a mushroom cloud that came up above this town, and residents were freaking out. A lot of them didn't feel good. Fish were dying in the streams and in the rivers there. There was a sheen, like that rainbow sheen that so many people were documenting on social media. And they were saying, you know, this is life-changing for us, because this wasn't a hugely rich area. This was a blue-collar area where these people probably relied on their home ownership for their retirement, for equity that they could pull. And now when people hear East Palestine, what are they thinking? They're like, I don't want to go there. Nobody wants to go there.
Yes, yeah, that's dangerous. And if you spend enough time there, eventually you're going to have some crazy form of cancer down the road.
Right.
And a lot of people, and you think, well, if on the outside looking in, you think something like this happens, I'm going to move. You can't. There's no money.
Because you can't sell your
house. You can't sell your home. Exactly.
And it's not like you've got enough money to just call it a loss. You had little league teams that weren't even wanting to come in there to play other teams that were in that area. So it was really troubling. And the government, and Joe Biden still has not come to East Palestine, but the government took a long time to get there. They took a long time to tell people that things were going to be okay. And then when they did, they just said, oh, yeah, everything's fine. We all remember the picture of one of the investigators taking a drink from the tap water going, see, it's fine for me. Well, here's what they didn't tell you. The CDC said that multiple investigators, not just one, but multiple investigators that went to East Palestine to start looking into the cleanup fell ill while they were studying the possible health impacts from the train derailment last month. Mm-hmm. So think about that.
Oh, 2 months ago. Two months ago. February 3rd is when it happened.
Exactly. And think about the fact that nobody told us this. Now it's just coming out. So even though people have been complaining about this, the government said everything's going to be fine. But now a bunch of news outlets are talking to the investigators from the CDC who were sent there right after the crash, and they started experiencing symptoms. They started having coughing, headache, sore throat, nausea. And that was swept under the rug. And it's infuriating, because we have such an issue of trust with our government. This is not something that should be political. A train derailment should not be a political thing. It shouldn't be something you're hiding from the public. You should be trying to go in and help the community and give honest information. But nobody said this out loud in the part where the residents were just told to stay there, stay in their house, and drink the water.
Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be fine. Don't blow this out of proportion. Don't overreact. And this is something that we are seeing. A lot of people are falling ill currently. And then what are we going to see down the line? The younger generations. This seems like it can be one of those generationally impactful situations.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, it is. It's a lot. And it really does keep happening. And one of the things we were discussing that one of the things people are talking about is that it happens quite often. It's just only now people are paying attention to how often trains derail. And that just doesn't make sense, because people, journalists, are going to talk about anything. I mean, I don't know if you watch reality television, but there's some reality show that on Bravo where two of the castmates had an affair or whatever. And that's like all over
everything.
Can we talk
about that for a second? What happened there? I don't even know who these people are, but it seems to be.
I don't know, but that's the only thing. Yeah, that's like the only thing happening. And it's every aspect of, okay, so this is the scandal. And then here's what this cast member said about the scandal. And then the next article is, here's what this person said about the scandal. Oh, they were seen here. Here's the other allegations. And it's all these news stories. And I use that as an example of, if train derailments were actually happening, and like they say, it's just nobody's paying attention, then why wasn't anybody writing about that? That just does not make sense. My brain cannot compute that.
It just is amazing to me what we spend so much time on. But also, and again, I know we don't trust a lot of what the government does or what the government says to us. And I think a lot of people feel that way about the news media, too, about how they pick and choose what things to show us. But you have to think that if this is happening all the time, that somebody, especially some environmentalist or an environmental group, would get involved and kind of blow the whistle on this stuff. But instead, it's been cricket. So I really do think something new is going on. And why we aren't getting a fix on this? I don't know. This is another time, and I know Doug likes to rail on Pete Buttigieg, but as Secretary of Transportation, he could at the moment look like a hero if he came out and said, you know what, we're just going to look into this and just kind of make an announcement, like we're going to get in there and start digging around and see if there are more frequent accidents happening and why that is. But it's like, it's crickets.
And show the work. It's like core math. Like, show the work.
Exactly.
Tell us what you're seeing and show the work. Yeah, it's just, it's a lot. And it also makes you wonder, because a lot of these are, I'm not super familiar with how the rail system works, but it seems like a lot of these are cargo loads. They're not, fortunately, they are not passenger trains or anything like that. And they don't share the same tracks, right?
I think it's different, for sure.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that I think they can shift different ways, because I don't know if you'd want to bring fuel like that through big, big cities. But I think that's why these small towns become more vulnerable. But again, I don't know. I'm just pretending to be an expert on the radio.
No, that sounds about right. That sounds, we'll go with that. That sounds good. But yeah, because I was wondering what is the difference between these tracks that it seems like the cargo ones keep failing, or even the trains themselves, they just keep derailing one way or another. And fortunately, the passenger trains are not. But
yeah,
still makes you question.
Pretty sad, but we better get it together, because these little towns, you can't just throw them away. That's for sure. There's still people who are suffering, and their livelihoods are being taken away because of it.
Absolutely. In other news, Elon Musk and his Twitter verification continuation of the accounts, where he is making people pay for the blue check mark with Twitter Blue, and anybody who had the quote-unquote legacy check mark, he said that April 1st was going to be the day he was going to get rid of the legacy check marks.
April Fool's Day!
Yeah, he waited until Sunday. He waited until the 2nd. But apparently, some of the people who had the legacy check marks, they still have the legacy check marks. And if you're a Twitter user, if you would hover your mouse over the blue check mark, it would say this is a legacy account. It may or may not be notable, blah, 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 blah. Or if it was Twitter Blue, it would say this is a Twitter Blue account. Mm-hmm. And then you have the gold ones, which are the businesses that pay like $1,000 a month.
I pass on that.
Yeah, no thank you. But now some of the blue check marks say if it is a legacy account, it says this may be a legacy account or it may be a Twitter Blue. And it says, like, it could be one or the other. You can't really tell. But it still says that he's still planning on rolling out or phasing out, I guess, the legacy blue check marks. New York Times account who has spoken out that said, we are not going to pay for a blue check mark. You can take it away. We do not care. We are the New York Times. We do not need your verification status.
Don't. Yeah.
No, exactly. So
the White House said it too, which I thought was kind of funny. Yeah, they're like, we're not doing this, paying $8 a month or whatever.
Well, yeah, but they wouldn't have to. They'd have to pay the $1,000.
That's right. Yeah, the check mark. That's true. That's true.
Uh huh. So yeah, so Twitter has lost their blue check mark, and we'll see how things continue to roll out. But yeah, they were like, we're not going to
leave it to the White House to be fiscally. Fiscally responsible when it comes to the stupid $1,000 for Twitter.
Nah, that
meanwhile,
was not
$5 billion, you know, for some dumb throwaway project.
Well, and here's the thing, because I know some people who have paid. They've decided to, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and pay for the blue check mark. I'm going to pay into Twitter Blue, and they have said that it wasn't just about getting that check mark. They have noticed that they are getting more engagement. They're getting 1,000%. More followers.
I started doing it like a month ago.
Yeah, and because with Twitter Blue, you get seen more. Yeah. You actually, it's like when you're paying for it, it's part of the package that you will be seen at the top of people's news feeds, at the top of your followers' news feeds, a lot quicker than if you don't have the paid check mark. So you said you bought into it. You have one?
I do. And I just wanted to try it. I just bought it for like, you know, just thinking I would try it for the month to see how it works. But I have noticed that my engagement is better because I really believe this to be true during the pre-Elon Musk years at Twitter, because I think I am more on the right. My tweets and Twitter's where I'm more political. You know, my Instagram, my Facebook, I use the platforms a little bit differently, but Twitter is where politics kind of reigns supreme. So that's where all of my politics are really put out there. And I've noticed that like pre-Elon, nobody was seeing me. So I know the algorithm was getting me. And then after Elon Musk, like originally I got like 8,000 followers, like in 2 seconds, or not 8,000, eight, like probably about 1,800 followers in like just a few minutes after he took over. And I've noticed that my followers have gone up, and I thought, well, I'll try Twitter Blue. My engagements are a lot better. So I think whatever it was before pre-Elon, there was definitely an effort to try to silence different realms of speech.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I noticed I had responded to somebody on Twitter, and I have a legacy blue check mark I haven't bought into yet because I'm kind of like, I want to see it go away, and then I probably will buy it because I have noticed that it works. It definitely makes sense to have it. And I had this response. It was a GIF or whatever. I responded to somebody, and I had about, like, 20 likes on it. Well, come last night, basically. This was posted a few days ago. Come last night, it's like I got pushed up in the algorithm of the Twitter Blue, even though I didn't buy into it yet, because now I have almost 1,000 likes on the response. And I was like, did I just slip through the system?
That's pretty cool.
I'm like, did I slip through the system? Well, hardly. It's a GIF. It's not even like I said anything witty. It is literally just a GIF of Brendan Fraser in The Mummy.
That's very, very funny. Well, you know what, though? I have, and the reason I was not able to get the blue check mark the other way is that there's another Jennifer Horn out there. You guys may have known if you're politically involved. She's part of the Lincoln Project, and she was in New Hampshire, and she used to do radio. And so Twitter has always struggled with the two of us. She didn't have a verification either, neither did I. So I think we were kind of canceling each other out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting because I would get denied time and time again from Twitter for a legitimate blue check mark. And this is nice. You know, it does give you an opportunity to get past all of that. But now that everybody's going to be on an equal playing field, it'll be interesting to see how much those blue check marks actually matter anymore.
Well, yeah, once everybody is paying for it and gets to shoot up to the top of the news feed,
yeah,
there's still only so much space. So at what point it is like, okay, you have to go to, like, they're going to start doing tiers. There's going to be levels of Twitter Blue. Twitter Blue.
Twitter right. Blue plus plus.
Twitter Blue, yes. Oh, good grief. Okay, well, speaking of Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at Good Day On Air and Facebook, Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. It's 48 after the hour.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SKYRIZI, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SKYRIZI, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SKYRIZI is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SKYRIZI, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast.
Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. Not participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Yeah. If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug is out right now. If you are looking for a lot of farm news, don't miss out on the American Family Farmer. You can catch the weekday show each week. Like I said, it's a weekday show. But you can also catch the podcast. The cool thing about the American Family Farmer is every radio program then is turned into the podcast, so you never feel like you are going to miss out on any of the farm news, especially family farming. You can find that everywhere podcasts can be streamed or downloaded. Again, it's the American Family Farmer. Check out Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify. You got it. All right, what do you say we get into the food portion of Food, Farm, and Family? Today is National Chocolate Mousse Day, so you can get your mousse on if you are a chocolate mousse lover. It originated in France, but it is not clear when exactly the dish was invented. There are, however, a few clues in history that can allow us to put it together as maybe some semblance of an idea. Chocolate first came to France back in 1615, and then it was incorporated in other desserts, and it was the 1800s when chocolate mousse was finally invented. So I guess that's at least a little bit of a minimizing down the timeline, 1615 to the 1800s. Now, in 1887, the U.S. had its first brush with chocolate mousse for the first time ever with an advertisement that was taught by Miss Parloa. That was when it was published. And in 1930, electric mixers for easy chocolate mousse became available. The electric mixer was invented, making beating the eggs to a foam much easier. And the results gave us that now modern-day chocolate mousse texture. In the unfortunate side of food news, a food recall, and it's linked to Listeria. This is with Seven Seas International USA LLC. It's a voluntary recall for Biltmore smoked sockeye salmon because of the possible health risk of Listeria. They believe that it was discovered through routine testing that was conducted in Florida. Now, consumers who have purchased this, go get your money back. Do not consume this. It is dangerous. And this is a product that is only sold in Publix stores. So if Publix is your jam, if you live in those areas, in those states where Publix is available, and you are a smoked salmon fan, smoked sockeye salmon, this is Seven Seas Biltmore smoked wild sockeye salmon. Possible Listeria. Go take it back, get your money back. Better safe than sorry. Moving on to pizza. No, not a food recall. But there is a debate over, is pizza more American or more Italian? And apparently there is an Italian food historian who has made the bold claim that pizza is more American. It's more of an American dish than an Italian one. Now, this is coming from an Italian food historian. So that has to go for something, right? This food historian, his name is Alberto Grandi, and he teaches at the University of Parma, claiming that pizza, carbonara, and Parmesan cheese, which is commonly produced in Wisconsin, are truly American foods, not part of Italian cuisine. He says in an interview with Financial Times that Italian cuisine really is more American than it is Italian. Now, Randy says that pizza was only found in a few southern Italian cities before World War II. Now, Italian-American soldiers in Sicily during World War II were reportedly shocked that there were no pizzerias around. Carbonara was also considered obscure before the 1940s. And he says that his father in the 1970s was like, pizza was just as exotic as sushi was us in the day. And back in Italy, again, an Italian food historian is maybe settling this lifelong debate people are having, especially now in current day on social media. Pizza, apparently not as Italian as we used to think it was. How about a little feel-good story for our food, farm, and family? Now, there's a couple who, they start their day feeling a little sluggish. They could wake up, get down, get to breakfast. They have an 8-year-old son who has autism, and his name's Danny, and they have a hard time finding foods that Danny really likes that he will eat that also supply him with the necessary type of nourishment he needs. And they would go through all different kinds of foods, trying out different things. Well, then along comes a stew maker who hears about the story, who hears that this family is kind of struggling with their son Danny and getting the nutrition he needs. They're always trying to do different things, but then they find out that Danny is obsessed with a certain type of beef stew. So what does the stew maker do? Well, he stocks their pantry for them so that this boy can have, he's 8 years old, so he can have as much stew as he wants to his heart's content. He can get his nutrients, and it's amazing. Kindness rules. You can find more food, farm, and family news on foodfarmfamily.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.